reserving the right for further responses. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's the latest reaction from China over the downing of its balloon by a U.S. fighter jet yesterday. Fox's Alexandria Hoff.
In a statement, China's foreign ministry called this an attack on a civilian airship. And for Republicans, this highlights a threatening game that China is playing by allowing the surveillance balloon to maneuver across the mainland of the United States for 5 days. On Twitter, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer condemned Chinese President Xi and commended President Biden's decision to eventually. Republican Congressman Joe Wilson had a different take and called on the president and vice president to resign.
Three warships are on the hunt for the remains of the balloon off the South Carolina coast. Gas prices have risen 12 cents over the past 2 weeks to a new national average of $3.58 a gallon. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The high average in this panel of cities is Honolulu at $4.87, and the low is Houston at $3. Between them, here's Baltimore at $3.50, Las Vegas $3.91.
Lundberg says the average price per gallon has gone up 31 cents over the past 7 weeks. The Brooklyn Nets have traded all-star Kyrie Irving ahead of the NBA trade deadline on Thursday.
48 hours after requesting a trade from the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie Irving is headed to Dallas. According to multiple reports, the Mavericks are sending Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie, a 2029 first-round pick, and 2 second-round picks back to Brooklyn in exchange for the 8-time All-Star. The deal brings to an end a tumultuous 4-year run in Brooklyn for Irving. He missed a chunk of the 2021 season because of his refusal to get vaccinated, and he was suspended earlier this season for promoting a movie that contained anti-Semitic themes on social media. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
SpaceX is set to send up a new satellite that will help travelers stay connected.
Elon Musk's SpaceX is planning to launch tonight another broadband connectivity satellite. This one, however, isn't part of their own Starlink network, which delivers high-speed internet anywhere on the ground. This satellite is called Amazonas Nexus. It is the property of Hispasat, a telecom company in Spain. The satellite will deliver internet service to airplanes and ships at sea all around the Americas and Greenland, and travel routes across the Atlantic Ocean. Launch is scheduled for 5:32 p.m. Eastern from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. Eben Brown, Fox News.
NASCAR is making a return to Southern California for the second running of the Clash at the Coliseum.
After a successful debut last year, NASCAR has decided to make the Clash an annual preseason exhibition at the famed Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. The home of USC football will be transformed into a quarter-mile asphalt track with a 150-lap main event race featuring 27 cars. In last year's race, Joey Logano held off Kyle Busch for a dramatic win. And since the race is near Hollywood, you can expect some celebrity appearances. Rapper Wiz Khalifa will perform on race day. Actor Rob Lowe is serving as Grand Marshal. And USC Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Caleb Williams will be the honorary starter. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
Heat races getting underway now on Fox TV. Tesla has raised prices on its Model Y in the U.S., partly due to rising demand. The long-range version is going up 2% to $55,900. The performance version is going up about 2.7% to $57,990. Tesla says the increase is also due to changes in U.S. government rules that make more versions of the small SUV eligible for tax credits. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.